Email todayradio@rte.ie.
Towns across rural Ireland have been grappling with COVID-19 reopening restrictions, and while some businesses have been forced to close, others are benefiting from a boost in domestic tourism. Our reporter Della Kilroy has been visiting regional towns in her series for this programme, and she joins me now live from Main Street in Galway's Clifton, one of my favourite spots, Della. And you've been talking to tourists and business owners in the town. How busy is it there this morning?
It's busy, Sarah. I'm coming to you from the beautiful and breezy this morning market town of Clifton, known as the capital of Connemara. Now, Clifton is on the Wild Atlantic Way, and normally the town would see plenty of European and US tourists stopping here to eat, shop, or stay for a night of music in a local pub. Foreign tourists, they're not here in big numbers this year, but while it was like a ghost town, I'm told, here just a few months ago, domestic tourism is now bringing footfall back to the streets. I'm told it's still not quite as busy as it usually might be for August, but there are now new Irish visitors and regular visitors coming back to stay in their holiday homes. I spoke to some of them about how they found their experience here this summer.
We're here in from Galway for Catherine's birthday. We were supposed to go away on a cruise, but we're here instead. And yeah, I think it's great. It's like holidaying back in the 80s.
Like we should have actually gone to Spain this weekend. So we cancelled that and decided to come down here. That's been lovely. It's different. If we only had a bit more better weather, we'd be even happier.
How are things different here in Clifton compared to last year?
Well, it's totally different because there's no music and there's no pubs. It takes the whole out, crack out, would like, you know. The buzz, that's gone. And I don't even drink. But it's just live music and that's what you'd miss, like, you know, and meeting people from all over the world, like.
We're from Enniscorthy in Wexford. We normally go abroad, and we said, you know what, the last time I was down here, I think it was about 7 or 8, and you know, it's just amazing. I just feel like I don't want to go away anymore. I just want to stay here.
Reasonably quiet, but busy enough. It's strange that the pubs aren't open as pubs as normal, but those that are serving food, it seems, you know, they're reasonably busy in general.
Where did we come from?
From Newry, County Down.
Just down visiting, yeah.
How have you found the Clifton experience this August?
Now, as a lot of Irish people seem to be, holidaying at home. What is it called? What did my daughter say?
Staycation.
Is that what they call it? Staycation. That's what they're saying, yeah. You know. Can't depend on Irish weather, unfortunately, as you could on the continent. But still, with all, today is beautiful. And I mean, you know, we're lucky to be here and we're lucky to have our health, you know.
It's nice to see people out and about, yeah. Isn't it?
It certainly is. Well, we're going to hear from publicans and business owners in a moment, Della, but I know first you spoke to a representative of Clifton's tourism network. So how have tourist-based businesses coped with the reopening restrictions?
Well, for anyone like yourself who's been in Clifton, you'll know the streets are filled with small shops, cafes and galleries, generating a lot of their income from seasonal visitors. Even for domestic tourism this year, a number of large sporting and arts events or festivals have been postponed or reduced in capacity. And this has been another knock for tourism. Remember as well, Clifton is just on the doorstep of the largest Gaeltacht region in the country. And they would also usually have business and visits from parents dropping their children to summer camps in the region. But despite this, the challenge, though, businesses have adapted and stakeholders in the Clifton region put in a coordinated effort and actually fundraised €30,000 to push a marketing for domestic tourism here this summer. One of the local stakeholders is Terence O'Toole. He's managing director of Love Connemara Cottages and co-chair of the Regional Tourism Network.
Connemara is a little Gaelic kingdom. And because of that, we have a lot of cultural offerings that are unique to us. Substantial Irish traditional music and song and dance culture here, and that has been temporarily devastated by COVID. Season starts here from March, April, May, June. That's completely eliminated. And then all of a sudden it gets really busy with the Irish domestic market. But it's sort of a false confidence because it's very busy here, but that will end come the end of August. It's looking like a strong September, but again, the season tapers down very quickly. And it's a long winter till next March.
What's been the reaction from businesses to the government's stimulus plan?
The concern here for Clifton and Connemara would be that the supports that have been given to businesses are typically structured in a 12-month type structure. So if a business isn't open for 12 months of the year, it's not getting as much support as it should. And that's something that needs attention, I think, up and down the Western Seaboard is what we're hearing.
So what then about the hospitality sector in Clifton? Because I know there was news this week, obviously, that pubs aren't going to be reopening next Monday. That must have been a big blow to the local publicans.
It has been a big blow, Sarah. Now, luckily, actually, most of the Clifton's pubs already offered food, so they could open with reduced capacity last month, but not all. For some businesses, they're actually finding it hard to get staff because they're so busy, while others haven't been able to rehire the people they let go. Musicians have also taken a big hit here. Some pubs would usually have music 7 nights a week, but for local musicians, there's no sign of that returning yet. I had a walk around last night as well, and while the streets were eerily quiet, there was no one walking from pub to pub. The restaurants were still mostly quite busy. I met with local hoteliers, publicans and restaurant owners. The first person I spoke to was Damien Joyce, owner of Lowry's Music and Whiskey Bar on Market Street.
So we're in Lowry's Bar in Clifton in Connemara in Galway. It's a traditional Irish bar located on the Wild Atlantic Way, and we have a good mix of, I suppose, local and visiting customers throughout the year.
There's a sign on your door saying reopening August 10th. That now won't be happening.
I suppose the lack of support from the government, coupled with what we would deem to be, I suppose, an unfair interpretation of the rules around reopening. Yeah, it's been a tough pill to swallow for the industry. It's very hard to see any business being able to survive with a turnover of zero when there's recurring costs like insurance, rates, electricity. If I'm being completely honest, don't really know what's coming down the tracks in the next number of months. I suppose we're hoping that perhaps the scientists might come good for us with a vaccine, but you know, the business restart grant, while welcome, was a massive way off what was needed.
Stephen Boyle, Foyle's Hotel, Clifton, Connemara. It is very busy in Clifton at the minute. There's an awful lot of people. Staffing perspective has been difficult. Obviously, I'm third generation. We've had fourth generation here now because we just had to pull from everywhere, because normally we would get students and stuff that come from abroad to give us a hand. This year we haven't. And we didn't know what we were going to step into in the summer, how busy it was going to be. Obviously, the most important time for us is the summer. So if we get through the summer and it's busy enough, then hopefully we'll have enough money in the bank to see us through to the next season.
PJ Heffernan off the Square Restaurant, Main Street in Clifton. Since we opened on the 29th of June, well, we've lost 46% of our capacity in the restaurant here, so it's totally different. A very surreal feeling cooking now, and Clifton is very seasonal, so what's going to happen at the 28th of August when all the kids are back at school? Who will replace them? What tourists will replace them? We rely totally on a French, German and an Irish market, but we don't have any of them people now. So we've taken back maybe 60% of our staff. But you feel sorry for the other ones that you can't take back. Like, there were students, they were going to college to their money for their college year. That's not there now. It's way different, you know.
I'm Roisin Walsh, and my parents, Joan and Cathal Walsh, own Walsh's Bakery in Clifton in Connemara. Obviously, couldn't really leave the country, so I was here helping my mom and dad since March, because we just had the cake shop opened originally and we had closed the coffee shop.
We have no choice but to keep going and try to keep going. We're working 7 days a week. We've been doing that since March, just trying to keep the business going and, you know, trying to keep their local staff going as well. So it is tough going.
Well, finally, Della, then, you spoke to some other small business owners on Market and Main Street. How are they faring?
Well, Sarah, much like the hospitality sector, some small businesses are weathering the storm very well and thriving, with Irish tourists compensating for the lack of foreign visitors this summer. But many business owners are still worried about the possibility of a second wave or lockdown later this year. Here in Clifton, I spoke to the owners of On Shop of Jazz, The Hair Gallery and local taxi man Robert Mitchell.
My name is Don Loscannon and I'm a shopkeeper here in Clifton. We're standing in the middle of my shop, which is at the moment a busy wee spot because we have so many tourists, especially Irish people, because we really don't have any foreign tourists. Where we're standing at the moment, we're surrounded by things like buckets and spades and nets and things. And of course, they sell on the fine days. And we haven't had a lot of fine weather in the last while, so we've sold a lot of games, especially for the children, to keep them occupied. But we're seeing, I'd say, at least 95% people wearing masks when they come into the shop. Now, we have signs up on the door saying that.
What's the year ahead looking like for you?
Definitely concerns about a second wave, if that's what they call it, or a second lockdown, say between now and Christmas. That would affect us badly because our Christmas trade is quite big, especially being a toy shop.
Joanna and Marie, we're here in the hair studio just around the corner from Main Street. How have you been getting on?
We're delighted to be back. We're just finding the pace a little slower in the salon because we have to do one at a time and keep, you know, the space safe for everybody. So I lost all my weddings this year, and then I had a few booked, but now the changes again with 50 people only. I'm not sure if they'll go ahead. We're constantly busy, but we're not at the same pace as we were last year.
Robert's Taxi, working here just nearly 10 years now in the Clifton, Ballyconeely, Roundstone. Basically, we stopped working just a week before St. Patrick's. Lockdown opened up on the 29th, so it was the weekend after that things got up and going again. And really, it's been busy since then. Mostly all Irish families. We have people coming down here for generations. So we haven't had any strangers coming out here on buses or anything. Very few, you know. We're busy taking people to the restaurant, and they're in at exactly the time they say the booking is there for. There's no hanging around. Great for the taxis. You're sitting out there waiting for them, and you know where you're going. So I'm to be honest, we're not overly concerned about it, and hopefully it stays this way. Now, it is worrying that the numbers are going up, but how do you control that? So.
And that was taxi man Robert Mitchell ending that report from Della Kilroy. And Della, thank you very much for that. Next week, Della is going to be visiting Bundoran to see if business is booming there.